Madison, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well.
So, Madison, can you explain what exactly is the idea of emotional labour?
Yeah, so the idea of emotional labour has actually been misunderstood a lot. So Ali Hochschild, who was a sociologist that coined the term emotional labour in 1983, referred to it as a form of surface acting. So it was a phrase used to describe how a lot of individuals are required, due to their jobs, to conceal their true feelings. So a lot of people that work in hospitality, for example, are meant to wear a smile and sort of cop bad behaviour on them from customers because of this sort of obligation. But it has been, I guess, the meaning has changed in the internet age to mean something of... A lot of women or marginalised folks are expected to describe the sort of labour that they undergo in interpersonal relationships.
And well, how has emotional labour infiltrated our lives in the online space?
So I found it really interesting because I wanted to ask the question, considering how we use online spaces and considering how we sort of create... A brand, essentially, or we sort of write statuses or post images. I wanted to look at how we use that's surface acting in a sense, and we don't have really a name for it. We don't have the language to describe whether or not that actually affects us emotionally. So I sort of wanted to argue that given how we engage with online spaces, we are actually performing the surface acting that she once coined in 1983, but we don't realise it. So when we sort of get home and put our feet up because we're exhausted, is it odd to think that we might be exhausted from having to essentially perform our identities online? Maybe, but I think that's what we are doing.
Well, as you were saying before, emotional labour, it's a form of acting. Does it affect the authenticity of the way we're living our lives these days?
I think it absolutely does. I think there are certainly, I mean, I'm the first person to champion online spaces. I think they're wonderful. I think that they, I'm not the sort of person that sort of thinks about the old days of this nostalgic time. But I do think that given how we do surface act, we are constantly challenging ourselves and our behaviour and having to sort of curate versions of ourselves online, and that is absolutely going to have its toll.
If you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're chatting with Madison Griffiths about the idea of emotional labour and, well, how it's affecting us and our society. So, Madison, you've written about the idea of invisible emotional labour, characterising it as a negative thing. Are there any instances in which emotional labour can be viewed in a positive light?
I think so. I think there is an element of accountability with emotional labour. I think it shows, I think it does show intelligence, emotional intelligence, because we are sort of subconsciously reading the room, and the room is an online space in this instance. So I think that is certainly the case. But overall, I do think that there are perhaps more downfalls to the way we sort of expect emotional labour to take place in online spaces and how that bleeds into real life.
Well, you know, in our modern world, you know, we are increasingly experiencing the need for approval. Like, as you say, like form of online with ratings, likes, even endorsements for people who have their work online. And that all requires emotional labour. Do you see it changing away from this acting of emotional labour in any time in the future?
I really don't. I think we will become more attuned to it, which I think is happening. I notice there's a lot more discussion about online burnout and sort of the repercussions of being constantly plugged in, and I think that's incredibly beneficial. So I think that we will become more and more aware of how collecting friends and how sort of collecting likes and making sense of ourselves through these rateable systems has had an effect on us. I think that's a great thing, but I do think in terms of social credit systems, we just seem to be really attracted to those spaces. I mean, the first thing I think to do is go on Yelp or to go on sort of places and Goodreads and whatnot to see what my friends are raving about, to see which restaurants are worth attending. I don't even think about it now. I just sort of do it. So I do think that we are sort of staying in that space, but we will become more and more critical, which I think is a wonderful thing.
Well, I guess it's always good to be a bit more aware of how we're all performing emotional labour. Madison, thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Daily.
Thank you so much for having me, Nathaniel.